not just the national election. We've got the state legislature in full swing, and they're looking to put a budget together by Thanksgiving. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have State Rep Patrick Kearney. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me on.
How are you guys going to approach this? Usually the budget process is so, you know, drawn out and dragged out for weeks at a time and back and forth. And I know the governor's saying he wants a budget put together by Thanksgiving. How's that going to happen?
Well, we have put our amendments in. The rough House budget has come out. The chair of Ways and Means and other committee members are going to be considering over 1,000 amendments. And we actually start the budget process tomorrow. So we should hopefully be done by the middle to the end of this week. And we'll send the budget over to the Senate and hopefully come up with an agreement with them. And I'm feeling pretty good about getting it done the next couple weeks.
Now, I know that they had done a lot of forecasting about how revenue was going to be really down. I know it's down, but is it as dire a situation as they first thought?
Well, it is a dire situation, and we are trying to make sure that the priorities of the state are made whole. And we're also looking, everything's on the table. We've had internal discussions of revenues on the table. We've had internal discussions that cuts are on the table. But what I remain hopeful for is our federal delegation to be working across the aisle down in D.C. to come up with another stimulus package. They said that they're working as hard as they can to send us some help, and they have the ability to do that. I'm hoping that the House, the Senate, and maybe a new president can come to the table and get something done to help individual states with their budgets.
And then what do you think is the biggest challenge with this budget? Besides, you know, the funding, you know, still a little bit up in the air on the federal side and revenues down. I know you've got a lot of people asking you for things that they want in the budget. How do you make that decision about what you push and what you don't push?
I think the hardest thing, I think everyone realizes that amidst this pandemic that everyone is hurting a little bit. Unemployment is high. What we are trying to do and the thing that is most important to me is we made a promise with the Student Opportunity Act to reform how we do education funding in the state. It was a $1.4 billion education system overhaul that we had agreed with the Senate and the governor on. And when the discussions about not making good on your promise of education funding are on the table, that is probably the hardest thing to consider as we go into the budget. I know that the House and Senate leadership are committed to making good on our promise and to fully funding it. But as discussions happen and agreements are made, everything's on the table. So we are looking forward to having those discussions. They're tough discussions, but as I said, revenue's on the table, and we're going to do everything we can to make everyone whole.
And we will be checking back with you again. We appreciate you joining us. Again, that's State Representative Patrick Kearney. He represents Scituate and Marshfield.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. We'll be back with more news right after this.